Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm taking a break today from our normally scheduled programming to bring you a special invitation and announcement of some things that are coming up. I'm talking about the opening of the Desert Church, the Church in the Desert. There's much talk of deserts or wildernesses in the Bible, places uninhabited by humans and untamed and hot and dry and infertile and lonely. Moses spent 40 years in a wilderness area, even before his long trip with Israel. He needed to forget Egypt and all its allurements. The desert can be for purification. The Israelites were there 40 years because of disobedience. They could have been there a matter of weeks otherwise. They had to go through the desert after the riches and comfort of Egypt, but for them, the desert was not only about purification, it was a place of punishment. Think about Cain and his wanderings. The Apostle Paul had his own wilderness experience. This was for revelation and reprocessing. The prime persecutor became the principal preacher of the risen Christ. And perhaps much of the doctrine of the Pauline epistles came from that time in the Arabian desert. Of course, Jesus himself spent 40 days and nights in the deserts around Judea, fasting, being tempted, tested, formed, learning his Father's perfect will. The desert's a good place to be, but it doesn't necessarily feel good. In my own case, I feel a need to travel to a deserted area for a while. Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm no hermit. In fact, I'll be in fellowship with believers at least four times during the week. My sermon audio work will continue, but on Sunday mornings, I'm going to retreat to a virtual desert and conduct my own meetings there to feed myself and anyone who wants to come along. My definition of desert is therefore not quite the biblical one, although there are elements of purification and punishment and revelation that are all entangled in my need to get away. I want to get to a place where I can see the church from a bit of a distance. Hopefully, I'll know what I am to do upon return to Sunday meetings somewhere down the road. There's several reasons why believers have the reaction that I'm having to the local church. Some have sinned and are thrown out. That's not me. Others are offended by other Christians and decide church is not for them. Well, I will never decide the church is not for me because it is for me. It's for God's people. Still others do not like harsh but biblical doctrines. And they look for an easier way, a broader way to have fellowship with God. None of these people, I'm afraid, will relate to anything that I'll be sharing while in the wilderness. Because, well, after well over 60 years in the church, in addition to the mistakes I made to bring me to this day, I have grown weary with the inroads of the culture, the false teachers, their doctrines, the lukewarmness, including my own, demonstrated by much of the Western Church. My heart grieves when I hear silly interpretations of Scripture. The traditions of men in church practices weigh me down and slow the church's progress almost to a halt. The pandering of preachers to their congregations so as not to offend, it makes me gag. I want to hear it all, every word of God, not just in my prayer closet, but from the pulpit. And so, in the wilderness, I will speak things that are not allowed to be said in the pulpit, but that are clearly revealed in Scripture, harsh things, difficult things. In the wilderness, I'll get to sing the songs that were sung by God's people for hundreds of years. Oh, some choruses too, maybe some modern ones too, but God's given us a lot of music, and I hate to see it thrown away, don't you? In the wilderness, I will pray for the persecuted part of the church and keep my reminding myself that I should not be a stranger to persecution myself. In the wilderness, I won't fear losing my position or income because I don't have a position or income from the church. I'll speak scripture and let the chips fall where they may. And there's a lot of room for chips to fall out in that desert. Specifically, I'll be holding Zoom meetings in the virtual wilderness at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, beginning this Sunday, April the 3rd. For the foreseeable future, we'll do it that way. There could be times I have to be off. I don't know what's coming, but that's my plan. I choose this time so that regular churchgoers won't be coming to be with me. I don't want that. This is not about competing. This is about finding those people who are other desert dwellers that may join me in prayer for the church and in hearing things that are not being heard often enough. I want to find those who have been alienated from organized Christendom, as I have been, for the reasons that I have been. I speak not of all churches, of course, and pastors, good people out there, so many. But there is a growing frustration in me to speak to issues that the church in large measure ignores or waters down. My first topic will be, I'm going to just tell my testimony on April the 3rd. That's what I'll be doing. But after that, we're going to start talking about the fate of the lost, an issue that is crystal clear in Scripture, yet largely overlooked by us in our comfort. Now, this will be a Zoom meeting, but my gatherings will not be totally interactive. I host a Bible study, a men's fellowship on Saturday nights at 7 Central for that purpose. This Sunday meeting will be worship and word first, and I'll be conducting it. Then the Lord's Supper and some interactive fellowship at the end, including prayer requests. I will then post ways that we can fellowship more if you're interested. One thing that will not be at the desert church is a request for money. So relax. There'll be no offerings in the wilderness. I was sent out or ordained by a Christian denomination many years ago and by several other groups after that. The commission inside of me is real, yet I still seek the best way to fulfill it. And maybe this trip to the wilderness will be a turning point. Feel free to tune in live on Sundays or watch the recording on YouTube at any time. Yes, there will be a recording of all these meetings. If you don't want to be seen, you can just shut off the video. You can still listen to the meeting, be with us, but shut the video off if you don't want to be seen publicly. Please join me and/or pray for me. Now, if you want to see a little sample of what it's going to look like, you can go over to YouTube right now, to my Pasturelands site on YouTube, Pasturelands. And the very first video right now will be one that I just made saying the same things I just said. If you don't want to hear it again, that's fine. But I thought you might want to see a little of what we're going to be doing there. And if you would like to be involved in this every week, you just send me an email at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I will get back to you with the official invitation to Zoom. You've got to have Zoom on your computer. At least that's the better way, the easiest way. And if you will go to the blog on the site that you're on right now, you will see the invitation that's there. It'll be there permanently, so you can come in anytime you want. I'm thanking you so much for listening to this. I know it's very unusual. Lord willing, next time we'll get back to the Free Grace broadcaster and tracing Christ throughout the Old Testament. Wonderful study we're doing. But I wanted you to have this information on hand just as soon as possible so that we can start fellowshipping together like this. God bless you. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. And Lord willing, we will talk again one way or another real soon. Bye-bye.